Hi everyone, this is Joey, here with our expert Cedric.
Hello.
In today's episode of Symbiosis in the City, we will be exploring mutualism between organisms.
Yep.
Let's get started. Okay, so let's get straight to the point. What is mutualism, Cedric?
Mutualism is a type of symbiosis that is worthwhile to both of the organisms involved. The organisms work together and benefit each other.
Interesting. So how about environments? Are there specific places where mutualism is more common?
Well, actually, mutualism can happen anywhere. It's good for everyone involved, so why not have it everywhere? Nature doesn't discriminate.
Okay, cool. But how does mutualism start, though?
Mutualism starts when two organisms of different species have something that can help each other. Then they will work together and bam, a bond of mutualism appears.
Okay, now this might seem like an obvious answer, but I want to make sure. Why do animals or plants form mutualistic relationships?
Because they can do or have something that is favorable to the other organism and vice versa. Therefore, they realize that aiding each other is in their best interests.
How about when this happens?
It happens all the time.
Finally, can you give us some examples of mutualism?
There are many examples. Some of the most well-known ones are between the oxpecker and the rhino, clownfish and anemone, and bees and flowers, to name a few.
Can you tell us about these three examples?
Sure. So between the oxpecker and rhino, the oxpecker eats parasites on the rhino's body for a meal. In exchange, the rhino stays clean and is less likely to get sick. For the clownfish and anemone, there are many benefits. The clownfish fends off other fish who eat the anemone, and also helps the anemone breathe better by wiggling around and creating a water flow. As a thank you, the anemone protects the clownfish with its stinging tentacles.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, for the last example, you might already know what happens between bees and flowers. The bee gets nectar from the flower, and also spreads the flower's seeds and helps it reproduce.
Nice. Thanks for telling us about mutualism, Cedric. Now let's move on to the next segment of the podcast. And now, the next part of the podcast, what the...
Today's fact, the peppered moth changed colors over time due to human involvement.
What? No way.
It's true. Before us, the peppered moth was white and spotted, which helped it blend in from predators on the birch trees in the area. There is a naturally occurring mutation in these moths, which causes some of them to have almost all black wings. This didn't blend in, so the dark-winged moths were rare. Then humans came up and set up many factories in the area, which produced lots of pollution and stained the trees darker.
Oh, that's not good.
Yes, and because moths have short lifespans, in a couple of years, 98% of all moths in the area had black wings, because their wings blended in much better, now that the environment was darker.
So natural selection chose whichever one was more likely to survive, right?
Yes, but that's not the end of the story yet. Years later, the government imposed strict law on coal burning and pollution, and within a few years, the ratio was more or less back to the same as it was before. This is an excellent example of natural selection in the wild, well known everywhere.
Impressive. That's an awesome fact, Cedric.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes our episode of Symbiosis in the City. Thank you all for watching.
Bye!